The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur has been dedicated by Rav Chaim Block and family, Lezecher Nishmas Ari David ben Rav Yitzchak Aharon. May the learning of today's daf be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
Rosh Hashanah, daf Yud Gimel. Gemara here, in the middle of the Amid Aleph, says it like this. Chavraya asked Rav Kahano, Oimer Sheikrihu Yisab Nisas on the Oret, Mechen Yikihu. The Oimer that the Yidden brought immediately after they entered Eretz Yisrael, from where did they bring it? Im Toimer, if you're going to tell me, the Isle of the Anachri, that they brought it from Tzvua that grew when it was in the hands of Goyim. Ketir Kamami Rachmana, Valei Ketir Anachri. The Torah says that you can only bring Oimer, the carbon Oimer, Tzvua for the carbon Oimer, from Tzvua that grew by Yidden, not from Tzvua that grew by Goyim. So the Gemara says, Mimai Dekrivu. Who said they brought Oimer at all? The Malay Akiva, maybe they didn't bring it at all. So the Gemara says, it's impossible that they didn't bring it at all. This is because the Pasuk says in Yeshua, the Pasuk says they ate from the produce of Eretz Yisrael the day after Pesach, which is mashmah mimachas haPesach ochem eikar liochel. They only ate the day after Pesach, but the first day they didn't eat because they had to wait for the oimer to be brought. They had to wait for the oimer to be brought and then they would eat. So mehechan ekivu. So where did they bring it from? So Amar lehen. So he answered back. You want to know where they brought it from? Kol shlehevi shlish biyad nochri. They brought it from Tzvua, that when it was in the hands of the Goyim, it was not yet grown a third. And after the Yidden took it over, it was grown a third. In any case, we see from this Gemara that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, Yud Nisan right before Pesach, that first Pesach they brought the Omer, and the Gemara was very bothered. Where did they have Tzvua to bring the Omer from? So the Farshim asked Kekasha, why is the Gemara so bothered where they brought the Omer from, being that it had to be grown by Yidden? Why couldn't the Gemara just answer that they brought Omer from Tzvua that grew in Eivir HaYarden? The Yidden already had conquered Eivir HaYarden. In other words, the eastern side of the Jordan River, the land of Sichon and Oig. The Yidden were there, the Shvatim of Reuven, God, and half of Menashe, where they chose to live. That Chelek, the Yidden already conquered during the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. And they had that, they already owned that for a long time. So L'chayr, they could have brought the Omer from that land. So why is the Gemara so bothered where they brought the Omer from? So the truth is that the Ren in Mesech Nedarim, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil Ahu, says that Eivir HaYarden is not Kadosh fully like Eretz Yisrael. Although the Eivir HaYarden is considered part of Eretz Yisrael, Reuven and Gad and half of Menashe lived there. It was considered part of Eretz Yisrael. There were three Ari Miklat there, but it didn't have the full Kedusha, and it was possible to bring Omer from that land. The Omer could not be brought from the Eivir HaYarden. So simply that could be a parrot. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger right there in Goyin Ashas shows you two Rashis that disagree with the Ran. Rashi Mesechta Sanhedrin and Rashi Menachis disagrees with the Ran and holds that Omer could only be brought, Omer could be brought from Eivir HaYarden as well. And therefore, Akasha comes back that according to Rashi, why couldn't the Gemara answer that they just brought Omer from the other side of the Yarden? So Achrayim discussed this question. The Birkei Yosef, you know, Yerei Chaim, Simin Tov Peites. Sifkot and Gimel brings this question, and he says an answer like this. He says that really it's a machlekes tanoim. If either Yarden is kosher to bring Omer from it or not, and as so, even if the halacha is that we could bring Omer from Eivei HaYarden, let's say perhaps that's Rashi's opinion, nevertheless everybody will agree that there's some opinions, some tanoim, that are of the opinion that you can't bring Omer from the other side of the Yarden. So the Gemara wanted to say a teretz how they brought the Omer, even according to the opinions that you can't bring Omer from the other side of the Yarden. Or, says the Birkei Yosef, perhaps, even if there's no machlokes tanoim, but at the very least we could say that there is such a possibility, and the Chavraya that asked this question to Rav Kahana were mesopic that perhaps Eivei HaYarden is not kosher to bring the Omer from it, and therefore they wanted a teretz that would satisfy that possibility. And Rav Kahana as well was answering an answer that could satisfy that possibility. Although, perhaps in truth, all the Gemaras or Tanoim and Halacha perhaps is that Eivei HaYarden is, yes, kosher to bring the Omer from there. Another answer that Birkei Yosef has is that they traveled far away from the Eivei HaYarden, and the only way they were camped during the time, the place of the Mishkan, at the time of the Akravas HaOmer, was a long distance away from the Eivei HaYarden. And according to some opinions, you have to harvest the Omer. You have to cut it off the ground at night before you bring it. It's not even kosher from the day of that night. And therefore, the Gemara couldn't have answered. They couldn't have possibly brought it from the other side of the Yarden because of the geographical distance and the necessity of when they had to harvest it. There's a Sefer Shailis Yeshuvis Malkoi. He gives a different tirade. He says like this. Says the Yeshua Ismailka that just like the Gemara says in Masechta Makis, that although Moshe Rabbeinu designated three cities in Eivei HaYarden to be Ori Miklat, nevertheless those three cities did not have the power to save the Reitzayach until Yeshua came and separated the other three cities on the other side of the Yarden. Says the Yeshua Ismailki, just like the Eivei HaYarden was dependent on the west side of the Yarden for the Ori Miklot, so too the Kedusha, even if we'll go like the opinion of Rashi, that Omer could be brought from the other side of the Yarden, from Eivei HaYarden, nevertheless, the Kedusha of Eivei HaYarden is not complete until they came in to the western side of the Yarden. So you can't say they brought with them Tvua from Eivei HaYarden into Eretz Yisrael and use that for the Omer, because until they came to the western side of the Yarden, the other side of the Yarden didn't yet have the Kedusha. The area where Reuven, Gad, and Menashe lived did not get its full Kedusha until the Yidden entered the western side of the Yarden. Once they went to the western side, they never went back to the eastern side to be able to retrieve Tzvuah, to be able to bring Omer from there. So he says this would be another test why the Omer could not be brought from Eve HaYarden, from the side that Menashe and Reuven and Gad lived in. There is a Rishash that says very similar to this Yeshua's Malkai. The Rishash says that the whole Kedusha of Eve HaYarden, Rishash is on the Medrash Rabba and Parashas Nosoi, the whole Kedusha of Eve HaYarden only came into effect after the Yidden went to the western side of the Yarden. In truth, this discussion is very nogea to another discussion. The Psukim in Parashas Maaseh describe the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah writes that the borders of Eretz Yisrael on the eastern side is the Yarden. In other words, according to the borders that the Torah gives of where Eretz Yisrael begins and ends, excludes Eve HaYarden. So although we know that many halachas of Eretz Yisrael apply to Eve HaYarden, nevertheless, when the Torah gives the borders to Eretz Yisrael, it excludes Eve HaYarden. So Rashi said, and Rashi says over there, the reason why the Torah described the borders of Eretz Yisrael was because the Torah wanted to tell us that many mitzvahs that apply in Eretz Yisrael and don't apply out of Eretz Yisrael, so the Torah wanted to tell us where those borders for this Eretz Yisrael are. The Torah is coming to tell us that from within these borders and on, all the mitzvahs that apply to Eretz Yisrael will apply, and outside these borders, they won't apply. So the Meshech Chachma, right there, and the Biskirov, also in the Sefer of Stencils, Al HaTorah, both ask the same question on Rashi. What is, according to Rashi, that the purpose is to differentiate between the parts that are chayiv in the mitzvahs that apply to Eretz Yisrael and the parts that are not chayiv? If so, why did the Torah exclude Eve HaYarden? We know that the mitzvahs of Zeroyim, like Trumas and Maitzvahs, that apply to Eretz Yisrael, apply to equally to Eve HaYarden as well. So why did the Torah write these borders? Why did the Torah make the border of the Yarden if the Torah is coming to differentiate the Gavdi Mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael? And if it's not pertaining to, let's say, Trumas and Maaseris, then to what is it yes pertaining? What is the nafka mina of these borders if it's not yet to Trumas and Maaseris? So both of them answer that the nafka mina is for Bikurim. That is one Tana that says that Bikurim can't be brought from Eve HaYarden. So, say the Biskirov and the Meshech Chachma, the Torah gave the borders to tell you where the mitzvah of Bikurim applies. So, this Teretz L'chayr is not a full Teretz, because it's only good according to the opinion that Bikurim can't be brought from Eve HaYarden. But there's one opinion that it could be brought from Eve HaYarden. So according to that opinion, what is the nafka mina of the borders of Eretz Yisrael? So, like we said before, that the Ran is of the opinion that you can't bring Omer from the other side of the Yam, from Eva Yardi. So according to the Ran, we could say the reason why the Torah gave the borders of Eretz Yisrael was to tell us where you could bring the Omer from. And the Torah, as such, excluded Eva Yardi, because Eva Yardi is Taka, a place that you can't bring the Omer from. But again, like we said before, according to Rashi, the Omer can be brought from Eva Yardin, and therefore the Torah can't be coming to exclude places where you can't bring the Omer from. We're not coming to say where and where not you can't bring the Omer from, because we know the Torah excluded Eva Yardin, and we know Eva Yardin is kosher to bring the Omer from there. So the truth is that the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah Dalid, Asei Dalid, that the Rambam forgot according to his opinion, says that the Nafkimina is the Torah is telling you the borders of Eretz Yisrael so that you should know where the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael applies. There's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. It says the Ramban that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael only applies to the main part of Eretz Yisrael and not the Eva Hayarden. And says the Rambam, that's why the Torah told me the borders. The Torah is telling you where you can be mekayim this mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. The Tashpat says that the reason why the Torah said the borders is because the Torah wanted to tell you where you have a chiv to make an Ari Miklat. In other words, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu made three Ari Miklat in Eva Yardin. So the Yidden needed to know where to make the next three. We know that the next three Ari Miklat had to be made in the Eretz Yisrael. Let's call it the main part of Eretz Yisrael. And so they needed to know, it was necessary to know, where the borders of the main Eretz Yisrael is, so that they should know within where they have to make the other three Ari Miklat. It's interesting to note another two points. That is as follows. We said before that Rashi says you could bring the Omer from Eva Yardin, and the Ran says you can't. The Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Derech Amuna, this is in Hilchos Bikurim Perek Beis Beurim Zvam Maschil Uve Eretz Yisrael. So he brings down his Sifri Zuto and a Medrash Rabo that seems to be very clear, like Rashi. The Sifri Zuto and Medrash say as follows: Tanya, we learned in Ebraiso Yud Kedusha Yisain. There are 10 levels of Kedusha, of places that have Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael Mikudashat Mikol Ha'aretz. The land of Eretz Yisrael is the most holy of all other lands. Umayi Kedusha Asa, says the Medrash, what's the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Shemivim Mimenah Ha'omer V'Habikuri Meshtei Alecha. Because from Eretz Yisrael, you could bring the Omer Bikuri Meshtei Alecha. Ma She'en Kein B'Chol Ha'aretz. Whereas all other lands, you can't bring Omer Bikuri Meshtei Alecha. Continues the Medrash. Eretz Kenan Mikudashat Meva Yardin. Now the Medrash comes to limit even more. The main part of Eretz Yisrael is more Mekudesh than the Eva Yardin part of Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Kenan Ksheiro LeBeis Shechino Ve'in Eva Yardin Kosher LeBeis Shechino. Because the main part of Eretz Yisrael is kosher to build the Beis HaMikdash, and Eva Yardin is not kosher to build the Beis HaMikdash. So we see clearly that the first level of the Medrash included Eva Yardin, and said that in Eretz Yisrael, including Eva Yardin, you could bring from it Omer Bikuri Meshtei Alechem, which is clear, like the opinion of Rashi and not the Ran. However, on the other hand, there is a different Medrash, which Rikki Yosef brings down, and really the Marikorkas already brings down, the Teyas Kleanim says, Kisavoyu, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, Yachem Yishabol Leivei HaYarden, I would think that once you come into Leivei HaYarden, Tamolay Me'ala Oretz, Ha'oretz Tam Yuchedas. And in Parashat Emor, it says like this. By the Emor, it says also, Tayyus Kayanim says, Yachem Yishabol Leivei HaYarden, I would think once they come into Leivei HaYarden, they can bring the Emor, Tamolay Me'ala Ha'oretz, Ha'oretz Tam Yuchedas. The only time to bring the Emor when they come into the land, the specific land, which is the land of the main part of Eretz Yisrael, let's call it, and the Eskayanim clearly excludes Eve Ayarding from being roy to bring the Omer. So, in essence, L'chayr, we have Mefurish Chazal, Mefurish Medrashim, that have an argument of whether we can bring the Omer from Eve Ayarding or not. Another important point is that there's a letter of the Chazanish. It's printed in the Chaim Kinyevsky Sefer Derech Emunah Chelek Dalit Michtov Yud Tes. The Chazanish writes that although there's discussion about Eve Ayarden, if you can bring Omer from Eve Ayarden, or you can't bring Omer from Eve Ayarden, says the Chazanish, nevertheless, Soif Dover Chalilo Lakar Guf Minatayer Veloimer Shein Shvius Orlev Nigibad Eve Ayarden. Chas V'Sholim, says the Chazanish, to say that Shvius, which is the laws of Shemitah, the laws of Orlo, and the laws of Tzoras by houses, that they should not apply to Eve Ayarden. Says the Chazanish, these three things, Shemitah, Orlo, and Tzoras of houses, certainly apply to Eve Ayarden, Min HaToyra, according to all opinions. However, it's interesting to note that the Mary Kirkus, written by one of the Rishonim and the Rambam, this is in Perek Dalit from Hilchos Shemitah, Halacha Chof Ches, says clearly that Shemitah does not apply in Eve Ayarden, according to his opinion, at least in the Torah. It's only in the Rabban in Eve Ayarden. And so, in other words, you have to know each and every halacha on its own, which one applies in Eve Ayarden, which one doesn't. Certainly many do, at least in the Rabbanon. And Omer we had is Mechleikes. We just saw Mechleikes Gabi Shmita. And it's necessary to be Me'ayin when someone comes Negea, each and every halacha of Hilchos Roim, whether it applies in Eve Ayarden or not.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.